This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. I hope everyone out there in the world has made an impact. You know, that's what we do as eye care professionals. We make an impact. And you know how we make impact? We make it through breakthrough lens technology. And today's guest is really going to break down what that looks like when you're in that exam lane, what that looks like when you're on the optical showroom floor, what that looks like to patients, and what it means to us as eye care professionals. Friends and family, I'd like to welcome my brother from another mother, from a company that I love and adore, my man, Jeff Harrell. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, Dr. Glover. It's great to talk to you. I know we were able to catch up for a little bit at Vision Expo West a couple of months ago. It was great seeing you on the floor. We had a great booth at EssilorLuxottica. I think we were really, you know, able to showcase all the amazing frame and lens brands that we have available. I hope you had a good time at the show and were able to see everybody that week.
Absolutely, man. You know, anytime I can see your smile and pick your brain, you know, I definitely take full advantage of it. And saying that your booth was great, that's an understatement, man. I mean, that booth was incredible. State of the art. You know, it was an experience. It wasn't just a booth. It was truly experience. When you walk in there, just the energy, the people, the activations, and just the iconic brands, it's just priceless, man. I really enjoyed myself there. And I always appreciate when you guys invite me to come to be a part of the family. But today, man, I'm super excited because we're going to talk about some breakthrough lens technology. But, you know, before we jump down that route and talk about that and change the way people practice, you got to tell us about yourself, Jeff, man. You know, some folks may not know you're like the third podcast team member here outside of myself and Jen. You might have been on this podcast more than anyone else. Do you realize that?
Oh, I'm honored to be. I always have a lot of fun. You know, we always have a good time talking about this stuff. You know, I love being an optical nerd, getting into all the technology. But my name is Jeff Harrell. I'm VP of product on the lens side of the business for EssilorLuxottica here in the US. I've been with the company over 16 and a half years now, but that still means I am a teenager. In the terms of optical, you know, you know, they're everywhere. You see people that are such lifers in this industry and in this business. I learn something new every day and I love it. It's just a fascinating business to be in.
Yeah, I agree, man. And the thing I love about optometry is, number one, it typically finds most people. You don't go looking for optometry or eye care. It looks for you and finds you. And then it keeps you there for the entire lifetime, right? And I'm so blessed that it found me because, you know, not only do I get to help people every day make an impact and change their life, but it's made an impact on my life and it's changed my family life. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of this profession. And it's made an impact on me because of partners like you guys. And, you know, the one thing I love about, you know, EssilorLuxottica is just the innovation, man. It's like innovation's a part of your DNA. And, you know, before we jump too much into all the innovation that you have, man, I just really want to learn a little bit more about Essilor's approach to innovation. I mean, like, how do you guys even start dealing with this or how do you get started? I mean, innovation is just priceless and you guys have just really mastered it. So let's talk about that a little bit, my friend.
Well, it's first and foremost, it's a global effort. When you think about the breadth that we have globally of all the first and foremost, the R&D centers are linked to some of the most prestigious universities in the world to try to kind of do the research that we need to do. Because many times the innovation that we find, it's really about identifying those unmet needs that patients have. And many times it's some that our eye care professional partners don't even realize that they have. And that's what's so critical about that innovation, finding and discovering what these people need and how we solve for it. It can be through multiple ways of surveys, focus groups, really digging into what the individuals are looking for, how they use their glasses today, how they use their vision, and just really saying, how can we solve this problem? How can we break the compromises of the generations of the past? And in many cases, we end up creating new categories of product, progressive lenses, photochromic lenses, no glare lenses, AR. enhanced single vision. It's just what we try to do is really for the industry, for our customers, for their end patients, because we're trying to really bring anything we can to help grow and maintain this industry, as we should, as the leader.
Yeah. And I love that, man. And it's needed, right? And innovation is what patients want. I mean, when my patients come into my office, if I do not bring up the word innovation or tell them what the latest technology is, they think that I'm under the weather, something is going on. So every conversation that I have every day, I probably use the word innovation at least 20, 30 times a day, man, because I talk about it inside the exam lane. And then when I walk out and I'm cruising through the optical, just seeing what my patients or my team members' patients pick, I'm still bringing up the word innovation. And today I really want to talk about the innovation of the Crizal family, because this is something that, you know, the world that we live in, when there's so much light sensitivity, so much glare, we need to have a solution for our patients. And you guys have an amazing portfolio that has really helped to elevate how we prescribe from the chair. Yep. And I really would like kind of to dig through that entire family and then touch on some of the innovation that you have available to us as well. So maybe we could take it from the top, man, and you could just kind of walk us through it. Talk about the range.
Well, you know, what's interesting is what we did last month is something I don't think we've ever done before. And it wasn't just launching one new coating, but three all at once. Because what we really wanted to do is, first and foremost, elevate the quality of the product we had at the highest end of the range at Crizal Sapphire HR, and bringing the durability and the scratch performance that we launched with Crizal Rock to the best in class reflection, less in class no glare, to make the best overall AR coating, and that's Crizal Sapphire HR. But we also want to make sure that we have an offer for everybody. And we know that AR no glare is still very underpenetrated in the United States. When you look at some of the other parts of the world, I think we're probably 30-40% max with an AR penetration in the US. So there's opportunity to delight our patients with a better overall product. So that's why we took the benefits cascading down. So we have a new Crizal Easy and a Crizal Easy Pro to really elevate that end of the range to get people a better product at the entry range, because it's, you know, the worst thing that can happen is when you try to get someone into a new category and that you assume they don't want to afford the best, they're trying a new category the first time, and you give them something that's, because it's at the lower end of the range, it's substandard, it's not up to stuff, they're going to leave. You've got to make sure that their first experience is an amazing experience, and then you just keep trading them up after that. You want to get them in and be delighted with their purchase with the no glare coating. And so that's why we want to make sure there's an accessibility of premium Crizal no glare to every patient. So now, if you think about it, in one fell swoop, we have a brand new Crizal range top to bottom. Crizal Sapphire HR, the best overall AR coating in the market today. Crizal Rock, the best combination of scratch and smudge for the most durable lens. We've got Crizal Easy Pro and new Crizal Easy that are going to be extremely cleanable. So now, if you think about the entire range of Crizal, one is going to be the most cleanable product you can get with the highest contact angle, and you get the backside UV protection up and down the range. So really, there's something for everybody there. We don't want to leave anybody out when it comes to Crizal.
And clearly you've done that. Like, right? I mean, when you can, and this is why I like this family, this technology, right? Because in my practice, I have all walks of life come through my door. And let's be real, you know, everyone has X amount of dollars that they can spend when they walk into the office. And as an eye care professional, as an optometrist, I want to help all my patients live their best lives.
Yep.
I have to make sure that I have a solution that's available to them at a price point, but also that's going to accommodate their lifestyle. Now, I don't judge my patients' pockets, but I want to make sure that when I'm talking about a family of premium lenses, they at least have an option that they can go with, and that my eyewear consultants, my opticians, have something that they can stand behind and understand the importance of giving that patient to live their best life.
Exactly. And you want them to have that experience the first time, the right time, because we know 9 out of 10 consumers, after they've tried Crizal, would get it again. 4 out of 5 prefer Crizal over ordinary lenses. So you can't go wrong when you recommend Crizal, because first and foremost, it's going to help with the no glare, which is going to provide better clarity of vision overall. But also, it's protecting the investment of the eyeglasses in themselves. You and I both probably have quite a few pairs in our homes. I think I've got two of those. I got the two of those boxes, each one that hold 12 pairs, and I have two of them. So, and then I have another thing off to the side by the door for more sunglasses. So we've got plenty. But still, you want to protect that investment. You want to protect the lenses themselves with the frame. So you want to make sure you've got Crizal with the scratch resistance, with the cleanability to provide the best overall durability you can have, because you want to protect that investment. Now, like I did today, I had a couple glasses I had to take back into the dispensary, get new prescriptions in there. And because I'm trading up to Verilox as well at the same time. But that Crizal is going to make it. I looked at the lenses, in fact, today when I took them back in to the dispensary and talked to the optician. The lenses, they look like the day I got them. And the prescription's at least 2 years old. So that's the power of Crizal. And it really is something that more and more patients are benefiting from day in and day out. We see continually, year in and year out, Crizal growing in penetration within our overall business. More and more ECPs are dispensing it, and thus more and more patients are going to be happy about it. And they're going to come back to those ECPs because they're giving them the products. They're recommending the products that are best suited for their lifestyle and will provide them the best quality of vision.
Amen. You preach. I mean, we can end the podcast right now, man. You speak my language, right? I mean, everything you said is so true, right? And, you know, one thing that I want to add to the mix as eye care professionals, as eyewear consultants, I think it's very important for you, number one, and I always stress this every time we're on a call because you and I geek out on this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, every eye care professional should wear glasses, and every eye care professional should experience the products that they prescribe. Mm-hmm. How are you going to prescribe a product and you've never tried it? That makes no sense to me. You need to know it inside and out, because you know who knows it inside and out? Your patients. And the reason why is because Essilor has done a fantastic job with marketing their products to make sure that the patients have the brand awareness before they come into your practice, and so that they come in asking about these products. So if you're unaware of the latest and greatest technology that's out there, you're going to be lost in the sauce. You're not going to look like the hero to the patient. So you got to make sure that you're aware of this great technology that's out there at your fingertips. So for me personally, I practice what I preach. You know, I buy the frames that are in our mm-hmm. office and I wear them. Numerous times I sell frames off my face in the office. At least 4 or 5 times a month, I'm selling a frame that I wear, prescribing from the chair. Mm-hmm. I can relate with my patients' problems that they have because I experience it. I'm human like them. I get out, I drive, yep. I have glare issues at night. So I talk about the different options in the Crizal family, and it really helps me to make that emotional connection with my patients because they see themselves in me because I'm experiencing the same things that they experience, but I have the solution to make their life better.
Exactly. And I think it's providing that education within the practice, both in the exam lane and at the front of the office with the opticians in the dispensary, because it's amazing. People don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
They do more research. They do understand more about the technology day in and day out. But I think that there's still huge opportunity to delight the patients with new innovation and providing something that they've never had before. Personal anecdote, I was lucky enough to be a part of our Essilor Exotica press days in New York at the showroom in Manhattan a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was there with many of my colleagues on the frame side of the business, and I was there talking about lens technology to some of the press there. We talked a lot about transitions. We talked about Verilux. And then I had my Crizal demo, and I said, look, you know, here's the glare. And it was eye-opening because they could see the difference. You know, we had one of our beautiful 50-50 demo lenses in the stand that I'm sure you have in your practice as well. And it was the difference was apparent. And they didn't really know about it. And that's why we can do the marketing. But at the end of the day, we know from the patient journey, there's still a patient in the exam. You know, there's still a medical part of it. And that's why the recommendation from the eye care professional is so critical to what the patient ends up walking out the door with.
I mean, we play a role in every decision. I was just doing a lecture the other day, and there was a statistic, and I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was around 56 or 60%. It was stating that who has an influence on eyewear, mm-hmm. eyewear sales. And the eye care professional, the ECP, is the one that has the greatest influence when it comes to helping patients to figure out which direction they want to go. Next to that was their significant other. So for me, I'm like, wow, we got to leverage this, right? I mean, my bread mm-hmm. and butter is I wear glasses in the exam lane. I talk about lens technology. I prescribe from the chair, and I first start off with the lens technology rather than the frame. And when parents come in, I see a lot of women patients, the mothers, they come in. I make sure I wow them because they're going to bring their significant other in, and then they're going to bring their kids in, and then they're going to bring their family in. Whatever mama says goes. So, you know, it's just very important to be involved. Really just speak up, talk to your patients, understand your patients, find the right solutions, and you'll be amazed of what it can do. I mean, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, what this does for patients. I mean, why does this matter to patients so much? I mean, I know you got all the data, you've seen the research, you've probably been a part of the trials of what this looks like on the back end and monitoring. I know you got some stories, man. Let's talk about it.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, before even Crizal Sapphire HR launched and we had Crizal Sapphire 360 UV, you know, that's where we really made a breakthrough in the glare reduction, where beyond the ISO norms of the 15 degrees, when we're talking almost full 45 degrees here, then behind, you know, there's because reflections are everywhere. We get it more and more when we're indoors because of the digital devices and the lighting. I mean, you can see it everywhere. I even got on the painting behind me. So that's why glare is such an important thing to tackle, because we know the less light that reaches our eye, the less clear the vision is going to be. So that's first and foremost. And then we talk about the overall durability. When you want to see those lenses and say, man, those look great, because one, scratches, smudges, they're going to aesthetically not be great, and they're going to block your vision. The more times you have to clean the lens, the more you're putting those microfractures, the more you're breaking it down. And what we're seeing in the Crizal lenses is really truly an improvement. We did, I think, an 18-month wear study, and really the quality and the durability of the lenses was far and above what we saw in previous generations. So that's why it's so critical that we had Crizal Sapphire HR launch, because you want that overall glare reduction, and then we want that enhanced durability and scratch resistance that we launched with Crizal Rock just the other year. So we want to make sure we have the best of the best available. And we're already seeing phenomenal results and a very quick conversion to the new product that our customers, they're really taking it on, because they want to be able to say, hey, this is the best overall AR coating I can give you today. And that's why you need to have it. And then, you know, it's a beautiful blue hue. And then you've got Crizal Rock and Crizal EZ Pro with the green, just the full range. So we really continue to do these life-proof tests, as we call it, to really simulate what it's like to put a pair of glasses through all this wear and tear, whether it's scratches, smudges, dust, and dirt. And really, we want to make sure that the product that we provide the eye care professional and what they provide their patient is the best it can be.
I love it. Well, hey, man, we got a video I would love to show that really highlights the technology. And I love the colors, the energy. So if you don't mind, man, I'm going to share this. Let's sit back, relax, put our feet up, grab a cup of coffee or some popcorn or something, and enjoy the movie, right? Sit back, relax, guys. Check it out.
De les nettoyer en quasiment une fois, ça a enlevé le gras.
Ah oui,
c'est assez bluffant.
Ah oui, franchement, c'est impressionnant quand même.
Je suis sensible quand je conduis la nuit, et là, je voyais bien que dans un verre, c'était plus agréable, simplement parce que j'avais pas de reflet, ou très très peu.
Là, je vois aucune lumière se refléter dans le verre, c'est assez impressionnant.
J'ai l'habitude de poser mes lunettes un peu partout ou de les mettre dans mon sac plutôt que dans leur boîtier. J'ai une meilleure confiance avec ce verre-là qui n'a pas été du tout rayé malgré le grattage intensif que j'ai essayé de faire.
See more, do more. Essilor. Wow.
Yeah, that says it all. I think, and thanks to my colleagues in global marketing that did a great job on that video. You know, I think after all these years, I'm starting to pick up a little bit of French, slowly but surely, after all these videos. I'm not there yet, but I'm trying.
I got to set my game up. I have none. You know, next time I see you, I'm going to have at least a couple of words. How about that?
That video says it all. And, you know, it's one thing to put something together like that to showcase to our eye care professional customers the power of something like Crizal Sapphire HR. But that's just really representative of the real tests that we are doing before we launch a product. That's why it's so critical to take the time to do the research, to really invest in the innovation and break the compromises that we've seen in generations of the past, because we want to make sure that we're not sacrificing the clarity for the scratch resistance or the cleanability, because that's what Crizal Sapphire has always been known for. So we want to make sure we have it all, because we want to say best overall anti-reflective coating, because it is. So I thank you for sharing that video. I hope your colleagues that are out there watching are moved by that, to really think about, that's the kind of coating, that's the kind of product I want to offer my patients. And that's all there is to say on that.
Well, no, let's build off of that, right? Because at the end of the day, as eye care professionals, you know, we run businesses, right? I mean, mm-hmm. why is it important for the practitioner to understand? Why is this important for a practitioner to look at when they think about their bottom line? I mean, how mm-hmm. does this move their practice? I mean, yes, when you prescribe branded solutions and solutions that are superior, it's going to create loyalty. But I mean, what does this do to the bottom line? Let's talk a little bit about that, because at the end of the day, eye care professionals, yes, we want to make that impact when we do day in and day out, but we mm-hmm. got to make sure we have healthy businesses as well.
And that's why you have the premium brands that you can sell and that you can recommend, and you can feel good about it. To your point, it's not just about, it's a combination of that building the business, but also providing what's best for the patient. So you can feel good about investing in your patient and investing in your practice. That's why these products are there, because we want to be able to get people one into the category, and then over time trade up within the category to continue to grow and elevate. You know, when we think about, we do that in a number of product lines. We think about designs, materials, coatings. Over time, it's important and it's critical for the wearer to invest in better technology, because with it, especially when we talk about an aging eye, changing lifestyle and conditions, they're going to need the best quality of vision that you can give them. And an AR coating, a premium one like Crizal Sapphire HR, has got to be a part of that. So yes, it's going to command a premium price, as it should. But as an eye care professional, you can feel confident asking the patient for that premium price, or, you know, leveraging the accessibility that the managed vision care plans provide you to get patients into a technology that still, you get that higher reimbursement. They're got a little bit less out of pocket than they would for a private pay, but still you have that opportunity to trade them up and get them in a little bit better product.
And something I want to add to that, and I hope all my eye care professional friends out there are listening, you know, don't back down from your pricing. You went to school, you paid a lot for your education, and you want to continue to have a healthy business. As long as you create an experience, as long as you create value for your patients, they will not care about what something costs. They care about your expertise. And it's up to you as the eye care professional to maintain or continue to be the expert. Don't let online be the expert for you. Speak up, educate, practice what you preach, wear the products, understand the products top to bottom, because patients are coming in looking for the expert. And when you say something, they're going to listen. Remember, go back to that stat that I mentioned. I saw that on Transitions. You know, as eye care professionals, we have the most influence with our patients, and we want to influence them the right solutions. And we want to make sure we have the right solutions to give to those patients. And, you know, this technology with the Crizal family is the solution that our patients need more than anything.
I think, you know, to your point, that they're coming, the patient is coming to your practice first, right?
Yep.
They might do some research online, but at the end of the day, that's where the patient journey starts. And they're yearning for that information. They're yearning for that recommendation. So you can give it to them. And to your point about pricing, it's interesting. You know, we hear a lot about the macroeconomic conditions in the country today.
Yeah.
We know where inflation sits. We know how that's a struggle. And we've seen, you know, the really back and forth of overall demand coming out of COVID, right? You know, we saw bumps and suppressed demand, and then that messes up repurchase cycles. What I can tell you from what we see this year is, yeah, it's a challenging year, but the brands are still strong, growing in penetration. People are not shying away from some of the best products out there. One of the products that I still is growing day in and day out is Verilux X series. It's a very premium product. I can probably, you know what the price point of a product like that is. Even in times like this, it is growing, because people, when it comes to their vision, are not afraid of investing in the best that they can have, because vision is so critical to quality of life.
Yeah, Yeah. You know, I'm excited, man, because, you know, over the last series of podcasts that we've done that we've geeked out on, Jeff, I can honestly say I'm officially 40 now and I'm still in my Aizen, but I will be approaching my Verilux option here sooner than later.
Okay. And,
you know, I practice what I preach. But I'm the opposite, man. I'm actually excited to jump in that Liz and see what it's all about. And it might be the opto nerd in me thinking, hey, I prescribe this all day to my patients. I want to see what it feels like. I want to see what it looks like. I want to experience it firsthand.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited. And something that we have to realize that I've noticed in my practice and I've noticed with a lot of marketing is that presbyopia is a buzzword now. Everybody is trying to produce a product that revolves around presbyopia. And this is great for us as eye care professionals because, again, patients are doing their research. They are coming in, they are educated, they know about brands, they know about iconic brands. And it's up to us as eye care professionals to be able to leverage this in our practice. And, you know, once you're able to get them into an amazing lens technology, you got to take it to the next level. You got to add that no glare protection. You got to add that photochromic lens option. You got to make sure that you're giving them exactly what they need.
Exactly. And from my own personal experience, because like you, I'm in that that era. I'm not gonna say how old I am, but I have one doctor of ad power. So
all there right, it is, all right.
You know. But I've been obviously wearing Verilux X, and it was seamless for me. It was okay. This is what it is.
Absolutely.
And I've got with my beautiful I got my Persol frames on, and these are transitions as well. So I mean, I've got the full package. And it's not just because I'm in this business, it's because I love it and I experience it day in and day out. And to your point earlier, that's why your colleagues have to experience it, because you want to exude that confidence when you're making that recommendation, because you want to say, this is exactly what I'm wearing. This is why, this is how it makes me feel.
Yes.
This is why I want you to have that same feeling when you leave my practice.
I love that. I think that's a great word that we as eye care professionals, we as eye care consultants, we as opticians can use. Feeling. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
Yes.
What is the experience?
How does this make you feel? How does seeing great make you feel? How does looking like this with the beautiful eyewear, with the lenses and the technology, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
Because I think it's probably something we don't ask enough. In those kind of, it's like, how are you seeing? What does it look? Very technical. But when you think about vision as one of, if not the most important of the five senses,
absolutely,
it's going to be connected to an emotional, intangible benefit. And that's what we have to really tap into when we're making these recommendations. Because if you miss something that you could have seen with a better pair of glasses, man, you'll never get that back. And that's what you got to relay to your patients.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one thing I always tell my new docs that come in, or when I'm coaching docs or new graduates, is that, yes, we're eye care professionals. No doubt about that. We're physicians. And we check the health of the eyes. We got the medical piece and the retail piece. But the one thing that your patients will remember you by is the glasses that they have on their face.
Yes.
So if you don't get that refraction right and you don't get the right lens solutions right, your patients will be upset and he'll never come back to you. So make sure that you prescribe the right solutions. Now, Jeff, for folks that want to learn more about this new family of lens technology, this breakthrough lens technology, where can they learn more? That way, when they go back into the exam lanes tomorrow, they're able to prescribe the right solutions, innovative solutions for their patients.
You know, we've got a wealth of information at slrpro.com. And for this one specifically, you can go to slrpro.com/Crizal. We also have our new global education platform of Leonardo, which beyond Crizal has so many great training, educational opportunities. Because to build on what you were saying before about getting the refraction right, getting in the right eyewear, I don't want to discount your partners in the process being a very technically trained, able optician in the front of the office, talking to the patient as well, partnering with you on the recommendation. The fitting is critical, both in terms of the frame and the lens. So I don't want to discount that. And there's so much great information we have on Leonardo that can be accessed as well there. Because it's really, it in some ways, it takes a village, right? You and the team putting it together, providing the prescription, providing the recommendation. and making sure the patient goes home happy.
I love it. I love it, man. Look, you know, I could geek out with you all day, man. Friends, family, you know, we really got to make sure that we're doing the right thing for our patients. You know, make sure you check out these learning platforms. Again, sclorepro.com/Crizal, or hit up leonardo.slolexotica.com as well. These platforms will elevate your knowledge, but also your practice knowledge as well. And one of the most important things to have in an office are knowledgeable teams. You know, over at My Doctor, that's one of our core values. And we make sure that everyone in the team understands what's going on with the solutions that we provide in the exam lane. And I challenge all my eye care professionals out there to do that. You see, when I look at eye care, I don't look at all of us as competitors. I look at us as family. And we have a mission, and our mission is to make sure that our patients can see better, look better. We want to help them live their best lives. We want to make sure they have all the solutions. Because if we don't do that, we're going to lose these patients, and we're going to lose that that ability to make an impact and make patients live their best lives. So we got to do better, you guys. But thank you so much, man. This lens technology is unmatched. I just want to leave, you know, just one last thing with you, man. I want you to leave us with some knowledge. If you could say one thing for everyone out there listening to take home from this podcast today, Jeff, what would it be?
Don't be afraid to offer your patients the best products available, because at the end of the day, they want them and they're willing to get them because they believe in you and they trust you as an eye care professional.
Amen. I love it. Thank you so much, Jeff, for hanging out with me today, man. Everyone out there, thanks for tuning in. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. As always, stay healthy, stay positive, stay blessed. Until next time, peace. All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.